Good evening, everyone. This is Bronwyn Franklin coming to you with Voice to the Voiceless. And tonight we have Jay Lee, who is a transgender woman on Washington State's prison. And her journey has been a long journey. Jay Lee recently has just had some hopeful possibilities on her court case. And she's also recently recovering from COVID while in the prison system. And we also have on the line her brother, Jay, and I'm going to let Jay tell a little bit about himself.
Well, thank you very much, ma'am. I do appreciate it. And to all the listeners, welcome to the show. And welcome to Jay Lee, my great colleague, who is the inventor and founder from Inside Out. So it's an honor to talk to both of you.
No, you.
Real quick, to make a short story from me. My name is Jay. I'm a prison activist. I actually have a YouTube channel called Prison Podcast Show _ from Inside Out. I currently, at this time, have 252 subscribers on that channel. If all you want to go to that channel, subscribe to my channel, help me out, and support me for what I do, hopefully the information will be in the podcast. If not, you guys can email me right now at voicesfrominsideout@gmail.com. Again, that email is all one word, by the way, voicesfrominsideout@gmail.com. Send me an email and I will send you the link to my channel.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jay. So, Jay Lee, tell us a little bit about what's going on with the possible situation with your court case right now.
Well, that's a very awesome question and definitely worthy of comment. And first of all, thank you for having me once again, Rowan, on Voice to the Voiceless. Appreciate it greatly. Honored to be here. To answer the question is, succinctly if I can, we have some developments in my criminal case pertaining to what has been commonly called juvenile brain science. And essentially what that means is if somebody committed a crime between the ages of 16 to 20, and in some circumstances even 21, the courts now recognize that that person's brain is not fully developed, especially the prefrontal cortex, where there's reasoning and judgment and impulsive thoughts. So the case law that is currently on the books, like Monsky, Bartholomew, and a bunch of others from our state Supreme Court, they've all said that when someone is between that age range, that their brains are not fully developed. And this science had not been known previously until just recently, which opens the door to essentially an argument to be made that I need to be resentenced and others like me need to be resentenced so we can have a fair sentencing hearing. So the develops now are that it looks like the science is in my favor. My case currently is on stay pending some clarified language and rulings that we're waiting for. But soon, when my case is lifted off of stay, I anticipate that my attorney will move for a resentencing hearing, and I anticipate prevailing and going back.
Awesome. That's awesome. Great to hear. Well, I'll be rooting for you on this end. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. How does it feel to know that, you know, this has become this development in the law now, and there's hope? How does that feel?
Yeah, great question. You know, for the first 20 years of my sentence, I never felt any hope of ever seeing the light of day on the other side of the walls or bars. And so now to see that there is potentially hope there, it's surreal. I mean, I can't really put a definition to the emotions I feel other than I can say it's exciting. It's also a very moving experience. I get very emotional when I look into the circumstances surrounding why I'm here and what's going on now, and the unfortunate consequences of my actions when I was a juvenile mindset. I not only have been doing time almost for 3 decades, but my family has been doing this time right along with me, including my brother, who is on the other end of the phone. I gotta say, it's very disturbing to know that my actions cause a lot of pain, but at the same time, I recognize, as do the courts now, that I was not thinking clearly at the time. Okay. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Jay, did you have something you wanted to add?
No, really, she hit that on the nail when it comes to the brain science aspect and what happened. I know my sister more than anybody does. I was born and raised in the same house that she was in. And you have to understand, this brain science, after me doing some research and studying on it, I didn't realize it was real until this year recently, not too long ago. And it amazes me that it's now coming to light. When it sure came to light in 94, when my sister was screaming for help and no one would listen. So I kind of feel a little bit guilty on that aspect of not listening to her and giving her the respect where it's due and helping her, you know, cope with all these mixed bag of emotions and whatnot. And of course, our family did not help in any way, shape, or form. We were, like she said, we were raised in a very, very strict home, and all of the negativities that went along with that put a big damper in our youth, if you will. So, but I was, and this is no offense to Jaylee, but I was a stronger one mentally, so I could cope with it a lot better. I still cope with it to this day, and, my life has changed so many different avenues, not just with her, what happened with her, but all of her across the board. So I'm a big supporter and advocate for her, not to mention the same thing with Fall and Mason, Los Angeles, and all three states here in the United States. So I do what I can to be a shining light and give these people hope when they think there's none there.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that, because there are a lot of there's over 2.2 million people locked up in the United States in the prison system, and over 50% of them have some sort of mental health challenges. And we have found that most mental health challenges that people are facing comes from some sort of trauma, and a lot of it comes from childhood trauma, you know. So, yes. So thank you for being an advocate for the voiceless, which is what we're doing here. We want to advocate for those that don't have a voice.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So let me ask you, Jay, how does it feel now that you've learned about the brain science and that now that your sister has hope of possibly coming home soon? How does that feel for you?
Great question. I appreciate that. To be honest with you, I think it's a sign from God. I know, and that sounds kind of vague or weird, but that's just my opinion. I think this is a sign from God. I think that not just from Jaylee's perspective, but all inmates that are going something similar to what she's going through actually have light at the end of the tunnel. It's not just a statement or a comment. There's light at the end of the tunnel, and and that's a great thing. And this is going to be a major thing for her if she gets the love that she deserves and get revenge, and it'll give not just her a new perspective on life as a whole, but it'll give other people in the same boat the same thing. And this is exciting times for the podcast, for her, from Inside Out, just everything in general. I'm looking forward to the news when she calls.
Yeah, thank you. So Jaylee, how has, you said you spent almost 3 decades in the prison system.
Wow.
That's a long time. That's a long journey. What is the one thing, or it can be more than one thing, but what is the one thing in your journey that has kept you moving forward to this moment?
Yeah,
Another great question. I have to basically keep this answer really more personal, mentally and psychologically, because I was raised in a very strict religious family, as my brother so correctly stated earlier. And it was really ingrained in me that my love of Christianity, or what the Christianity considers, you know, the Creator. Of course, I have different names for the Creator, but most importantly, my faith, my spirituality, has kept me grounded. Without that, I would have lost my mind a long time ago.
Okay. I can understand that, and I can relate. I can relate being a person that was incarcerated for almost 10 years myself. It was my faith and my Christianity that kept me through it all too. So I can relate to what you just said. I sure can relate. So I'm going to shift gears a little bit. And I know recently you were diagnosed with the COVID-19. Do you mind sharing a little bit about what that experience was like? How was the treatment? I can't even imagine being in a facility and having such a deadly disease. So Jaylee, you mind sharing some of that?
Yeah, well, thank you for the question. In this environment, it's a little bit at times more severe than you might see in society from what I've been reading and seeing on the news. So the difference being that this is a tinderbox, and what that means is when the virus was in here, it couldn't escape, and it just progressed and went through the entire facility, affected everybody, and there was no way to prevent it because we can't socially distance in an overcrowded prison facility. So everyone knew it was coming. Everyone got tested and got positive, or there were false positive tests. So luckily for me, even though I tested positive, I never really had any symptoms, and I never felt any pain or discomfort. And I went through a 2-week medical isolation and then came back to my regular living unit. So thank God I didn't suffer a lot of negativity with that, but I know others who did.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad you were okay and able to come through that. Is there any recommendations that you think could have been done differently inside of the prison system to help protect the inmates?
Yeah, clearly our governor and the Department of Health in Washington and the leaders of DOC did not take proactive steps early enough to prevent the spread of this from coming in here. And unfortunately, some staff brought it in and spread it around. And that's the only way they got in here. We couldn't have spread it ourselves because we were confined at the time. So it really falls on the negligence of state agents that introduced it to the facilities and other facilities around the state, who are now basically trying to say that somehow it's our fault, or they were not responsible, and clearly they were. So the short version of this answer is that staff negligence caused it, and they didn't prevent it when they should have.
Okay. Yeah. That's usually how everything gets into the prison system. It comes in through staff. Because, you know, the inmates are not able to go out.
I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to call you right back.
All right. Sounds good. So, Jay, tell us a little bit more about your website.
Yeah, actually, I have
YouTube.
A few websites. I'm on Twitter. I'll try to get that link to you. I thought I'd maybe give it to you, but if I didn't, I'll have to redo it and give it to you. So I'm on Twitter. I also belong to Instagram. And as mentioned before,
you have a prepaid call. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from
Jaylee,
an inmate at Monroe Correctional Complex. This call will be recorded and monitored.
Sorry about that.
If you wish to block any future calls of this nature, dial 7 now. To accept this call, press stop. Thank you.
All right, Jaylee, you are back. Let me see if I can get Jay back in here.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that, Jay.
Oh, that's okay.
Jay Lee called right back in. So you were telling about your social media.
Yes, ma'am. So what was it? Not getting me, is it, or did I repeat it?
Yeah, please repeat it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. Okay, so I do have a Twitter account. So I have a huge following on Twitter. I'll send you the link if you don't have it a little bit later this evening. If not, so your followers can find me there.
Okay.
I also have YouTube, as I mentioned before, and I do have an email, which is voicesfrominsideout@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you for that. And I will put that in the description boxes. Because I do have the Twitter and the link to the YouTube. So you have any questions or any comments or anything you want to talk with Jay Lee about while we're on the air?
Yeah, I mentioned COVID, and I was dealing with COVID myself. I ended up getting two. My whole family ended up getting it, but I'm the one that suffered more with it than anybody else in my family, so that was kind of odd. But we all survived it, so we're here. So I'm thankful that Jay didn't have the worst of it like I did, but she pulled through, which is good.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm grateful both of you all were able to pull through that, because you know that was pretty scary virus going around.
Yeah, it hurt me a little bit. Man, I couldn't taste or smell anything. I slept a lot. I lost 2 weeks of work, or 3 weeks of work, I should say. But so yeah, it was not fun.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I have not had it that I know of. Okay. You have any other questions or thoughts or feedback?
Well, no, not really. All I want to say is that I love doing what I do. I love advocating for our long-term loved ones, and I'm not going to be silent because somebody don't like what I'm doing. So I'm definitely going to be the voice for the voiceless, as you are too. And I appreciate you for that.
So how did you get started?
Yes,
with Inside Out. And when did it get started?
It was, believe it or not, this was all Jay Lee's idea. She called me up one day and said, I have an idea. I want you to hear it and tell me what you think. And it just went from there. And we started it back in 2018 when we were living in Florida. And I was advocating down there for the Florida inmates. A lot of issues with AC and other living conditions that were going on down there, because as you know, Florida gets really hot down there in the summertime.
Yes.
So it was a big mess. So yeah, she started it, and I basically continued it.
Okay. So what kind of topics have you covered thus far?
So far, I've done the prisoner lawyer handbook, I've done COVID-19, I've done the food trade, the food problems. I'm working or want to work on the mental standpoint of prison and all of that. So I do have a lot of topics I want to bring to the table, but due to my current living situation, it makes it kind of hard to do a podcast where I'm living at right now. So I got to wait till I get a different place to live and get my studio set up the way I want it, and then I'll be able to do more shows and whatnot on there.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So, Jay Lee, you have anything else you really want to bring to the listeners' attention tonight?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I sent the studio a quick little statement, and I sent a copy over to From Inside Out tonight. Did you both get that statement?
I have not got.
I would have to check. Is it something just recent, just now, or later this evening?
Oh, yeah, it was about an hour ago, but I'll read it to you. I think it's poignant. As I state this sentence or two, I'm doing it, of course, on behalf of the brave soldiers and citizen soldiers of the country of Ukraine.
Right.
Nice.
It says, shine your light on this world. Share it with those you love. For in this act of kindness, you illuminate the darkness.
Yes, that's an awesome statement.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful.
It's so important, too, because the people of Ukraine need our thoughts and prayers. You have, as we've been watching on international news, a dictator who seems to think that he has the authority just to go into any country, neighboring country he wants, and exact his own rule of law on the country that does want him there. And so, long story short, we're kind of in some tough times with that right now. And so I just advise everyone to keep an eye on the news. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the patriots of the great city of Ukraine. And I wish in this country we had more patriots that had enough courage to stand up against corruption in our country.
Yes, right? Yes. That's a very powerful statement. Very powerful statement, and thank you for bringing that to light. And the fact that, you know, the right now we are looking at the chaos in the Ukraine, and it's just very, very saddening.
Yeah, I think on behalf of both of our combined podcasts, we should text that out to the citizens of Ukraine, send it out into the world, and have it go spread around.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. That would be great. I will put it on the YouTube page and my Instagram page. Absolutely, you're welcome. Well, anything else? We're only like 20 minutes into this. Anybody have anything else?
Yeah, well, I wanted to really conclude with something I think that really needs to be said on the air, because this person is so deserving of hearing this. Again, thank you, Rowan, for opening the door here and allowing the voice to get out. But this is to Jay, our brother. He needs to understand that without his courage, determination, loyalty and drive to do what's right, and to keep open lines of communication between me and him over the years, where we were able to repair a lot of the damage that our family did to both of us, where they tried to split us apart and have us fight each other. When we became mature and realized what the game plan was and realized that it wasn't neither one of us that wanted a war between each other. We were just kids when all that was going on. And as adults now, we see the evil that was the driving force that tried to split us apart. But thank God today, my brother and I are closer than ever before, and we are a tag team to fight evil in all its forms. And so I just want to, you know, send a shout out to Jay and let him know that his sister is so very proud of him and wishes that soon, one day, I could return all the great gifts and honor he has bestowed upon me. And he keeps me from losing my mind, because I know that he would not want me to do that. And he's championing my cause as I champion his. And we applaud each other and root each other on. So it's just priceless to have a brother like Jay. And I couldn't be more proud. And so... I'm sending a big old spiritual hug to my brother this evening.
Thank you, Jaylee, for that nice and very warm statement that brought chills to my spine and made me kind of emotional to hear what you just said. I appreciate that, Jaylee. Thanks very much.
That was
You're
awesome.
You're so deserving of it, and I wish I could do more.
Well, you will when you get a chance to get out here, so... That'll be a plus on that part. But again, I also make a shout out to you too, man, for letting this happen. With closed doors, our messages don't get out, as Jaylee mentioned. So we need to keep the doors open and educate the masses on this corrupt ass world that we live in right now. Excuse my French.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Bringing things to light. Because, like I said, I was. I was once on the inside of those walls, and I have a son now that is hopefully going to be able to use the brain disease defense, because he was 19 when he committed the crime that he's accused of, and he's done 22 years. He went in at 19, and he's done 22 years of a life with no parole sentence. So my heart goes out to
you make sure he knows all the prayers are with him.
Yes, absolutely. Just like my thoughts and prayers are with you as well, Jay Lee. And I appreciate you being able to bring your story onto The Voice to the Voiceless, because I'm not able to interview him. I am able to hopefully do this proposal and interview other inmates at the facility he's at, but I cannot interview him. In time.
I have a suggestion, though. You could create the questions and transfer them to Jay, and sure, Jay might possibly interview him on your behalf.
Yeah, that we might be able to do that. That's a thought. That definitely is a thought. You know, we have learned to be creative in the world that we live in now.
Yes, there's always a way around a problem. You just gotta find it.
Absolutely. Well, we are like 25 minutes up. So anything else before we close out?
If I can say something, I greatly would appreciate it.
Go ahead.
As some of you may know, there is actually, and I don't remember what you said, ma'am, if you live in Washington or you move somewhere else, but for all the Washingtonians, and this is going for J.H. as well, because she's here too, we have a major event on March 5th at the state capitol. And believe it or not, I'm going to be there with my camera, and representing not just what I do as a whole when it comes to my YouTube channel and whatnot, but also all the lockup loved ones and all of that. So real quick, to let all you know what I'm going to be doing, it's basically a freedom rally, and it's going to be at the State Capitol in Olympia, Washington. So if anybody is in Washington that wants to do this, let me know, and maybe we can do a carpool or something like that, or work something out to where we work it out. But anyway, there's a major rally going on, and I'm going to basically dedicate that rally to my sister Daly and all other lockup loved ones in all 50 states.
Great. Can you give us the date and the time of that again, and your email address?
And then my email to contact me on a more personal note is voicesfrominsideout@gmail.com. Again, all one word, by the way, voicesfrominsideout@gmail.com. Hit me up and I will answer your questions the best I could or can.
All right. And Jay Lee, did you want to give out any information where people might be able to contact you or not? You don't have to.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I do have in Washington State a JPay account. So if you set up a free email account between me and you on www.jpay.com and just type in my birth name and DOC number,